Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Navigating the Tradwife Debate, Feminism, Patriarchy, and the Role of Women in Modern Society. In recent years, the rise of popularity of the quote-unquote traditional wife, or quote-unquote tradwife, especially on social media, has sparked intense debates within feminist circles. This phenomenon, marked by women embracing so-called traditional gender roles within marriage and family life, stands in stark contrast to the principles of feminism. The clash between the two ideologies illuminates the problem with Western societal expectations of women. Tradwives claim to advocate for the return of, quote, traditional gender roles, end quote, where women prioritize homemaking, child rearing, and supporting their husbands over pursuing careers or independent goals. They find fulfillment in creating nurturing home environments and adhering to, quote unquote, traditional values. This lifestyle choice represents a rejection of the perceived failures of modern feminism, which they argue has devalued, quote, traditional feminine roles and family structures, end quote. However, feminists view the tradwife movement with skepticism and concern. According to them, embracing traditional roles can perpetuate gender inequality and restrict women's rights. For them, the popularity of tradwives is a toxic one that perpetuates gender roles. The man works, the woman takes care of the household, and patriarchy, and reinforces the belief that women are not equal to men. Ultimately, the clash between tradwives and feminism reflects the problematic view of the societal role of women in the West. This debate has exposed the true views of feminism. There is no room for women to make their own choices when they choose to be a stay-at-home wife and mom. Feminism exclusively praises and supports women who prioritize career and become a source of economic growth. The rise of popularity of tradwives, on the other hand, unveils the need of redefining the role of women. And meanwhile, the interpretation of tradwives seems to come a bit closer to the interpretation of women's role in Islam. But it is nothing like that, since Islam does not classify a woman who fulfills her role and obligations as a mother and wife as traditional or conservative. Firstly, in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created men and women equal to each other in regards of reward and punishment for obeying or disobeying the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no such thing as a superior gender or more beloved gender. They are equal in their worth and responsibilities. Secondly, Islam's perspective aligns with the nature, fitrah, of men and women. The roles and tasks assigned to each gender are based on their inherent differences. Women, for instance, are naturally inclined towards homemaking and childcare due to physical differences and nurturing abilities. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given women the right to pursue a career that is in accordance with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pleases and which will not make her neglect of her primary responsibilities. Men, on the other hand, are providers and protectors, expected to work and maintain their families. These roles are neither traditional nor patriarchal. Abdullah bin Amr reported Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as saying,
الدنيا متاع وخير متاع الدنيا المرأة الصالحة.
The whole world is a provision, and the best object of benefit of the world is the pious woman. Sahih Muslim. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir by Sumayya bint Khayat. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.